From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Marty Johnson reporting. Western allies are pushing ahead with efforts to expand an international coalition to fight the Islamic State group in the aftermath of deadly terror attacks in Paris. In a speech to Parliament today, British Prime Minister David Cameron appealed for his country to join coalition airstrikes in Syria, asking, if not now, when? And saying the longer ISIL is allowed to grow in Syria, the greater threat it will become. Cameron said U.S. President Barack Obama and French President Francois Hollande are both urging London to join the campaign. Britain has participated in airstrikes against the IS in Iraq, but not in Syria. Meantime, French President Francois Hollande is in Moscow attempting to convince Russian President Vladimir Putin to participate in the international coalition. Russia is subjecting Turkish food imports to extra scrutiny as the tensions rise over Turkey's downing of a Russian warplane near the Turkey-Syria border. A Kremlin spokesman said the new restrictions were due in part to repeated violations of Russian safety regulations and to protect against the threat of extremism, not retaliation. Russia has now positioned a missile defense system in Syria in an apparent move to protect its warplanes operating over the country. Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov said yesterday that Turkey's downing of the jet looks like a planned provocation, but Russia is not going to engage in war with Turkey. One Russian crewman was killed, and the Kremlin says Turkey has yet to issue a formal apology for the incident. The U.S. federal government is warning states they do not have the legal authority to refuse Syrian refugees. The notification was in a letter dated Wednesday from the Office of Refugee Resettlement to state resettlement agencies and says that states may not deny benefits to refugees. This is VOA News. Pope Francis told an interfaith meeting of Christians and Muslims in Nairobi on Thursday that an interreligious dialogue is essential and violence and hate in the name of God is unjustified. It is day two of his landmark visit, which includes a mass. He was welcomed at arrival by President Uhuru Kenyatta at the official residence, State House.
Your Holiness, we are honored, humbled, and privileged that you have chosen to begin your apostolic voyage to Africa right here in Kenya.
The Pope spoke of the need for reconciliation, his concerns about the effects of poverty and corruption, and the need to protect the environment.
We have a responsibility to pass on the beauty of nature and its integrity to the future generations, and an obligation to exercise a just stewardship of the gifts we have received.
On Friday, the Pope visits the poor in Nairobi's slum and will visit with youth in a stadium. He's also scheduled to make a visit to a shrine to Christian martyrs in Uganda, as well as visit a mosque and a refugee camp in the Central African Republic before returning to Rome on Sunday. In remarks ahead of today's National Thanksgiving holiday, President Obama sought to reassure Americans on the threat of terrorism.
We know of no specific and credible intelligence indicating a plot on the homeland. So as Americans travel this weekend to be with their loved ones, I want them to know that our counterterrorism, intelligence, homeland security, and law enforcement professionals at every level are working overtime. They are continually monitoring threats at home and abroad.
Meantime, France is already on alert after the November 13th Paris attacks and is announcing that it will deploy even more security for the global climate conference this week. And Belgium's capital, Brussels, remains on its highest level of alert, though through at least Monday, as authorities continue to search for several suspects connected to the Paris attacks. The U.S. military on Wednesday acknowledged its forces misidentified a target in Kunduz, Afghanistan last month that resulted in a mistaken half-hour aerial attack on a hospital that killed at least 30 people, mostly doctors and patients. General John Campbell, the commander of the U.S. and international forces, said Afghan forces asked for U.S. air support in a building occupied by Taliban fighters. He called the mistake tragic. Jason Cohn is the executive director of Doctors Without Borders.
It's pretty shocking for us that they would still fire on a target, not knowing essentially what they were firing at. And that really amounts to essentially gross negligence in terms of being able to not distinguish between the civilian and military target.
Afghan President Ashraf Ghani says he hopes an investigation will hold people accountable. I'm Marty Johnson.
That's the latest world news from VOA.